It's Tuesday, November 27th, 2007. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. The prosecutor is involved with the recent rearrest of Deepak Kelpo, Satish Kelpo, and Joran Vandersloot are playing their cards very close to their vest, whatever that means. Basically, they're not talking to the press. They're not coming forward publicly with the new evidence that they have, and I think that's good. The media attention that has been swarming around the disappearance of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway and the rearrest of the three suspects in this case has been unbelievable. However, defense lawyers, according to a story on FoxNews.com, for one of the three young men rearrested in the disappearance of U.S. teenager Natalie Holloway, accused prosecutors Monday of rehashing old evidence and predicted all three suspects will be released again. Attorneys Ronald Wicks and David Koch told reporters that prosecutors gave them an 11.5-page summary of the evidence and said it mostly contained segments of interrogations that had not been transcribed previously, and recordings of conversations from cell phones and discussions inside the home of their client, Satish Kelpo. They disputed prosecution claims that the evidence submitted to a judge to justify detaining their clients and two others is significant or new. Well, people, don't panic. That's what defense lawyers are supposed to say. But judges also have the option of telling the lawyers on both sides, putting a ban on publication on all facts on this case, and I think it's time to do that. That will eliminate overreaction, that will eliminate poor or inaccurate reporting, and that will eliminate any possibility of a potential jury or whatever being tainted by terrible media coverage. Let the chips fall where they may. Let's hope that the prosecutors have built a significant case, can take it to a judge or jury or both, and convictions can come forward. Remember, this is the best system that we have, but the system doesn't necessarily have to be inundated by the media. I'm Dana Pretzer.